Can I turn you on to a great podcast that is now on my weekly list of listens? And I think there's three, mine's included, by the way. Something You Should Know with Mike Carruthers. He's a friend, good guy, does a great show. I'll tell you more in just a minute, but right now I want you to find the Something You Should Know podcast. Go search for it wherever you get your podcast. Look for the little bright yellow bulb and take a listen. How you doing? So today, I have to express an issue that I've had in my life, and I think you probably have too. And that is, in my entire life, I have always found it really interesting how there never seems to be enough time in the day to get things done. And still, most days, everything seems to get done. Now, if it doesn't, just some Scott logic here, the world didn't come to an end, and I survived to check off another item from my to-do list tomorrow. How does that happen? The relative nature of time. We're going to talk about that today on a very personal level, help you get more done, be less stressed, be relaxed, the whole thing. Is that cool? I can do that. I promise. Hang on. It's coming. It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com. Yes, a positive boost you need every single day, but come in real close. A lot of new folks discovering the show these days. Here's what it comes down to. It's upbeat. It's positive. It's optimistic. Anything can happen. I get out of bed ready to go. But, here's how I do it. The rule is this. The world is crazy. It's just crazy. It is. And maybe it's the people. Maybe it's the stuff. I don't know. The world's crazy. But I understand the world's always been crazy. It's always going to be crazy. Just how it is. Why, Scott? I don't know. It doesn't matter. Way above my pay grade. So when you can say positive and optimistic and understand it's all about how you see the world, your perspective, your framing, it's okay for the world to be crazy. And you can jump in and play if you want to, or you're just going to hang out here and watch all the crazy people. How's that? Good to have you. Thanks for stopping by. My name is Scott Smith. I am the creator of this show, The Daily Boost, and the host and the founder of MotivationToMove.com, here for one simple mission for you today. I know some days you don't want to hear me. Some days you're, come on, Scott, man, I'm just working through my life. But I also know that here it is on a Wednesday, and you slipped up on your goals a little bit, that maybe you're a day or a week or a month behind on something. Maybe you lost your motivation. Maybe you don't have your mojo anymore. I know it. You lost your focus. You can't quite figure out what to do. That's why we're here. And that's why you should pay attention today, particularly when it comes to time management. We'll do that here in, let's do it. But before we do, I have been sampling a bunch of podcasts lately. I'm trying to find something that interests me and keeps my attention. Man, I'm not telling you something you don't know, huh? It's really hard. It's time consuming. It's disappointing sometimes. It's crazy. But one show is not. You're going to like this. The Something You Should Know podcast with Mike Carruthers. Something You Should Know. The best way to describe it is, he gives you the information that you can use in your life and helps you understand the world better. It's really entertaining, too. Now, I know you're into personal development because you're here listening to this show. So let me ask you a question. How would you like to know how to fix negative behaviors in 4 seconds? 4 seconds. Forget 21 days to change a habit. 4 seconds. The purpose and benefits of gossip. The biggest lies about work. Interesting stuff. And just a couple of the topics that Mike has covered with his experts on recent shows. Now, he really gets to the heart of the topic. He's a longtime broadcast pro. He knows how to do this really well, which is why Something You Should Know has thousands of 5-star reviews. Give it a listen. I think you'll enjoy it. Right now, search for Something You Should Know wherever you get your podcast. Look for the bright yellow bulb and get listening to Something You Should Know. Relative time management is what I'm calling today's show. And like I said, my whole life, and yours probably as well, time has been one of those things. I don't think we think too much about time in the beginning other than we have to be somewhere at a certain time. I think early on when we're in school, it's what time does school start, when does it end, what time is class, all that stuff. And over time, we just can adapt to that. Most people don't take a lot of time to really see how it affects their life. And eventually, you're going to figure it out because eventually it's going to become a problem. So I am not the first human on the planet to face the problem of time. I know. That's rocket science right there for me to even say that. I'm just admitting I'm not the first one, and you're not either. But I do think that I'm one of the smarty pants people, and I'm hoping you're as well, and if not, you will be by the end of this show. I'm one of those smarty pants folks who's figured out how time in real life really works. And it took me a long time to do it. Years. Probably 40, maybe 50 years. A long time. It is 180 degrees from what I felt time was all about. Now, pay attention right now. How you look at time is about to change. Ready? this thing here. So, first, when you run as fast as you possibly can to get things done, you know you do that from time to time. Or maybe you know somebody who does. I do. There's people all over. I step out my door, go down the street. There are people going crazy. People out rushing, going from this to that to that to this to getting everything done. That's okay. We kind of live life that way. Not everybody does, by the way. I don't. I'm a smarty pants. And I know a few other people that are smarty pants too, and they don't do that. They used to. They gave it up. Going crazy, running as fast as possible to get things done. What happens to time? Zzz, it speeds up. It goes faster and faster and faster and faster, quicker. And less gets done. Every single day, it goes fast. How the day fast? Man, is it 9 o'clock already? How'd that happen? Even worse, every single minute of the day gets filled, and what happens? Well, there's never enough time to actually do the things that make your heart sing, the stuff that's really important to you, the stuff that you like, the stuff that might be on that list of things to do. I know you have a list. You have your goals, your bucket list, right? It's there. Are you doing that? Are you having time for that? Or is it just a precious few minutes during a vacation once or twice a year? If you're like me, what ends up happening is this. When the world spins too fast, when I go spin too fast, let's be honest about it, it's me. I sabotage myself. That's it, I'm done. I can't do anymore. I've been running crazy. That's it, I'm done. To heck with this list. Blop, time for me to have some fun. I usually find myself at a motorcycle dealership or something like that. Let's see if I can buy something else to spend time on. You sabotage yourself. And why wouldn't you? If you're running crazy all day long with unimportant stuff and time just keeps ticking so fast and the weekends fly and the months fly and the holidays fly and everything goes past, why would you do that? Well, it's okay. Because inside of you, I know something. I know that first off, you're not really even thinking about what you're doing. It's okay. It's all right. And secondly, that eventually you will think about what you're doing and go, what am I doing? And then suddenly that day you find this podcast because you can go crazy, sabotage yourself, give up on all the stuff you're doing, and then and get right back into it. Just repeat the process. Never-ending cycle. Or, on the other hand, you can choose to slow down. And yeah, I literally mean slow down. Cancel some appointments. Don't make so many commitments. Don't put so much on your to-do list. Hold some space for yourself. Just space. I'm telling you, it's really hard to do. Lately, it's been a big, big topic for my clients. I've been holding them in their position of not doing anything. Just the basics, getting it done. And if you hold it long enough, if you push back and you give up some of the craziness of life, eventually you start to see the space that's there. You start to relax a little bit. And you hold on to it because you're going to be compelled to go back into it, aren't you? I want you to hold that space and slow down and get to that spot. No, it is possible. Do not argue with me. It is. I know what you're thinking. Scott, I can't slow down. I got stuff to do. You don't have that much stuff to do. You don't. You could get things under control. Maybe not this week, maybe not next week, but you can. When you slow down and you hold that space, don't give it back. Once you carve out some extra time, tell me you haven't done that before. Tell me you haven't gotten everything under control. You felt finally you were peaceful. Feels good. And then you let it go, didn't you? It happens. You're human, I think. You might not be. Who knows? When you slow down and you hold some space for yourself and you defiantly hold on to that space, and then you focus on relevant results, what's important to you, meaning this, the things you do, your goals, your ambitions in life that are relevant, you focus on the things you do to make sure they're relevant to reaching that goal. When you do that, time slows down even more because now you're just in the moment. You get more done. Not only that, you magically find yourself with lots of free time. And now you have time to fill. What am I going to do? I'm done for the day. It's like being retired, but not. Finally, a chance to read a book. Binge on Netflix. Hang out with family and friends. Choice is yours of what you want to do. You could even write your book or, I don't know, start that business. Whatever you feel like you want to do. All that stuff you've never had time to do before. It all happens when you slow down and hold that space. Now, of course, if you've ever studied Einstein's special theory of relativity, this may sound a little familiar, right? And it gets all fancy. But he determined that time is relative. In other words, the rate of time passes depends on your frame of reference. Now, it kind of goes out to the speed of light in our body and our body clocks. So we're not going that fast. So it's really, really small. But I contend that depending on your frame of reference, no matter how small it is, it feels huge to you. In our case, I'm not asking whether you are moving fast or slow. I want to know if you are focused on the essential things in your life that matter to you. Everything else disappears when you do that. Time does slow down, and when you hold onto that space and hold that time, man, you get to spend your day like you were born to, like you've always wanted to, like you never knew quite how to get done. Like maybe you're waiting your entire life to get to the point where you can actually have the time to do that. I'll share something with you. I live in an area with lots of young people, lots of medium people, age people, lots of old people, lots of retirees. And it's so common for me to meet somebody who's retired. And they're traveling, they're doing all kinds of fun stuff, and they will always say this to me. I never had time when I was working with kids and everything. I never gave myself time. Now I've got to hurry and get it all done before I die. I'm like, man, I'm thinking, not me. I've been spending years and years slowing down and doing things I love to do. I need to write a new bucket list because now I'm not retired. I'm not going to be for a lot of years to come. And when I do, I'm going to keep it slow and keep doing things I love to do. And you should too as well. All right. I'm very passionate about this topic. I just really work with this with clients every single day. And it's awesome once you figure this stuff out. You have a great day. I'm going to come back tomorrow. Why? Because that's what we do. Because I know you've got goals to accomplish, and I'm going to be here to make sure you do it, or at least help you along, encourage you a little bit if that's okay. See you tomorrow.